If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We know about Lisa Marie Presley's life insurance policy now. What's that all about, Dean?
Yeah, well, you know, there were some reports yesterday about why Priscilla Presley, the mom of Lisa Marie, may have been contesting Lisa Marie's will, or at least an amendment to her will anyway. Maybe one of the reasons was a recently disclosed life insurance policy or policies worth $35 million. TMZ is reporting that she was $4 million in debt. But once that debt was cleared, that leaves about $31 million for a trust that Lisa Marie had set up. Originally, the trustees were her mother, Priscilla, and a former business manager. But in 2016, Lisa added an amendment, cutting both of them out and putting in her two oldest children as the trustees. Her son has passed away, but the oldest daughter, 33-year-old Riley, would now become the trustee if it stays with the amendment that Lisa Marie put in. Priscilla is challenging all of that. The validity of the agreement, saying that it didn't look like her signature, she spelled her mother's name wrong. She's citing a lot of different things that it's not valid. So, you know, this thing is just turning uglier and uglier as the days go on.
Yeah, it's going to be going on for a while. The AMC theaters are doing something interesting to drum up a little business, and it's a pretty good deal all of February, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all to celebrate Black History Month, which begins tomorrow. Starting this coming Friday, AMC is going to be running classic motion pictures dedicated to the African-American experience. And they're only charging $5 to see these movies, a considerable break, even though you do have to take out a first mortgage just to buy popcorn and a drink. Still, the price of admission is just $5 for these films. The first one is going to be this movie that should have gotten much more Academy Award nominations. I'm shocked that it did not. The movie Till, that came out a little bit earlier this year, about the mother of Emmett Till. That will be shown February 3rd through the 9th, and then will be followed by movies like Devotion, The Woman King with Viola Davis, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and a variety of others throughout the month of February.
It was really sad to hear about the closing of that big, beautiful Regal Theater up in Lincolnshire, but the business is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so interesting to me. Many of the Regal company is in pretty big financial trouble, so they're closing major theaters all around the country, which makes me sad and makes me wonder, you know, the health of the movie theater going business. That, at the same time, while this new theater is opening up in Wrigleyville, the Alamo Draft House Theaters, it's got six theaters there. They've invested a lot of money betting that people are going to come to see movies at that theater. Now, they did set it up like, you know, like a bar where you can also go see a movie, which will come in pretty handy, you know, when baseball season opens up. That theater is a block away from Wrigley Field, so I'm sure they're hoping that a lot of people are going to make that their before or after game time spot, you know, for drinks, if nothing else. But they're setting it up thinking people are going to come back to the theater. So I'm not sure what the state of the movie going is. You know, box office business is doing pretty well. You know, people seem to be going. They're seeing Avatar. They're seeing a lot of the big movies that are out right now. So we'll see how it shakes out.
I think the big test for that Alamo Drafthouse in Wrigleyville will be how business is over the winter, because all summer, of course, crowds of people over there. And I think the thing with the theaters, I mean, folks for the most part are over the fear of COVID. I think it's the competition from the stream. Stay home and watch these movies on television, don't you think?
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want and say whatever you want and pause whenever you want and go to the bathroom whenever you want. That's a big deal. I think there is still something to be said for the movie going experience of seeing a film on a much bigger screen than what you have at home, probably. But also seeing a movie with a group sometimes can be a visceral kind of experience. Certain movies really lend themselves to that sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. The Alamo Drafthouse, Bob, also, you can go there and rent a VCR and a VHS tape. Try getting that on Netflix. I don't think so.
You know, last time we were talking about this, one of our listeners, Karen, emailed us. Let me read this to you. Bob, you and Dean were talking about movie houses' decline in popularity due to people talking, cell phone use, and so on. A couple friends and I still love going and don't see excess rude behavior. We've got a great theater in Oak Park, the Lake, and really hope it never closes. Look what just happened with the Pickwick. Well, of course, the Pickwick is going to live on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I don't have any special insight. I don't think the current owners ever intended on selling it. They were just threatening to sell it to bring out this massive public demand to keep it open and to find new owners for it, which they did, and that's going to take place at some point. But the theater in Oak Park is a beautiful theater. The Pickwick is a beautiful theater. I mean, that's the kind of experience you want when you go to go see a movie, to sit in comfortable mm-hmm. chairs and these beautiful movie palaces. It's a special night out when mm-hmm. you do something like that.
We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way.
Sad to hear about the passing of Cindy Williams, and I think most of us first noticed her in American Graffiti, didn't we, Dean?
Yeah, well, that's how she got cast in the role of Shirley Feeney on this TV show. She was in a couple of motion pictures, but famously was the girlfriend of Ron Howard in this 1950s rock and roll comedy musical that kind of put her in the spotlight. She and Penny Marshall, who played Laverne on the show, were actually writing partners before they were ever cast. Then they were cast by Gary Marshall, Penny Marshall's brother, who produced Happy Days and also Laverne and Shirley, just in one episode of Happy Days as dates for Fonzie and Richie. On Happy Days, and that turned into a spinoff. They debuted this new show, Laverne and Shirley, in the number one spot, where they spent most of their run, 1976 to 1983. It was just a fun show about these two girls, one kind of loose and crazy, and the other one all completely buttoned up. And, this wonderful cast around them, Lenny and Squiggy and so many others. It's just a little reminder of how funny this show once was. Laverne and Shirley, starring Penny Marshall and now the late Cindy Williams.
My name is Shirley Feeney, and this is my best friend, Laverne DeFazio.
This is the second best thing I've ever felt.
As a temple, Laverne, you have chosen to treat yours as an amusement park.
If in heaven we don't meet, hand in hand we'll bear the heat. And if it ever gets too hot, Pepsi-Cola hits the spot.
My good lines in there. She
There's
is,
better guys.
What, 75, Dean?
She was 75 years old, right.
Yeah, I read that George Lucas actually thought of casting her as Princess Leia in the Star Wars
Very
movie.
True.
And, of course, then it went to Carrie Fisher. What's the latest on the Michael Jackson movie?
Well, this biopic is definitely going to be made. Director Antoine Fuqua announced that, and he said that he was looking around for somebody to take on the role of Michael Jackson, and has decided that Michael Jackson's real-life nephew, whose name is Jafar, will be cast to play his uncle. He is the son of Jermaine Jackson. He's also a singer and a dancer. The movie is going to be covering the good times and the bad times, they say, of Michael Jackson's life. It's expected to start production later on this year, so probably won't be in theaters for a couple of years.
And now we will hear from a former wrestler who has become one of the big Marvel characters, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Dave Bautista has played Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, where pretty much he's just, you know, kind of grunting and beating people up for the whole time. But I talked with him over the weekend. He's one of the stars of this new M. Night Shyamalan movie that's called Knock at the Cabin. It's a very dramatic role. It's very different for Dave Bautista. And as he told me in our interview, it's something that he kind of always had his eye on.
What was that like for you to take on a role, you know, more with you're just grunting and beating people up?
Right, right. It was challenging. It was as challenging as you would imagine. But it was something that I started making the statement very early in my career that I wanted to be an actor and not a movie star. And so it was like I got the script and was like, here it is. Here's my chance. All right. I'll practice what you preach. And so I welcomed the challenge. I really wanted it. I searched for this challenge. But it was tough. You know, it was tough. I had to really just completely trust and give myself to Knight because I doubted myself the whole time.
It was so interesting when I was talking to him. He's really good in this movie, in this really straightaway dramatic role, as, you know, complimenting him and telling him, and he was clearly uncomfortable, as some people are, you know, with compliments, and he just said he was completely riddled with self-doubt making this movie and taking this new path, but he wanted to do something other than being a Marvel character. So I give him a lot of credit for taking a chance, you know, walking away from a surefire hit like the Marvel movies and trying something a little bit different.
Hey, it worked for another former wrestler, The Rock. He's done pretty well, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that Dave Bautista must, you know, think about that and try to pattern his, you know, life and career after what Dwayne The Rock Johnson did.
And finally, an honor for the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, it's about time. they have been around and making music. It's hard to believe now for 20 years. But they received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. They were there. Their families were there. Their kids. It's like a big family enterprise now. While they were there, also they broke some news that they will have a new album coming out on May the 5th. So fans of the Jonas Brothers, and I got to say, I am. I like their music. They say that they're going to be touring later on this year, and in the meantime, they're doing this residency at the Park MGM Hotel in Las Vegas, and they will go back there and complete that.
Wow, Jonas Brothers in Las Vegas. They're all doing that now.
Jonas Brothers around for 20 years.
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
I know. Dean Richards, Entertainment News. More tomorrow in this time period. Thank you, sir.
See you then.